This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. You can find us at churchonline.com. We're a unique community of faith. We have Bible studies and things right there on different platforms online, but you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that differently, CHRCH, churchonline.com. We say all that's missing is you. This morning, I woke up with a Bible verse in my head. Now, I don't know if this happens to you, but, you know, the Lord will wake me up and there's some verse that is going on in my head. And I assumed that was the verse that I needed to talk about this morning. The verse comes to us from Matthew's gospel. And this is some of the teachings of Jesus, some of the red letters of Jesus. I'm going to give you the verse and then we'll talk about the context in a moment. But the verse is Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. A verse that we probably know well, a verse that you probably know well if you have some issues with worry, because this is part of a larger teaching that Jesus gives us on worry. And of course, we are worried about so many things, aren't we? If I understand this passage correctly, and I've read it many times, if I have a problem with worry, it means somehow I've got my priorities out of whack. Now, that's not my opinion. That's what Jesus says. But let's talk about worry for a minute, because I know that there are many of us, and we worry about so many things, worried about our kids, worried about our finances, worried about our jobs. According to a survey from Ipsos, they do these surveys regularly, and they have one called What the World Worries About. They just did this last year. They said, number one, first and foremost, financial issues, specifically inflation, and people around the world are concerned about that. Apparently, people in South Africa are the most concerned about inflation, almost double the amount of people in the United States who are worried about that. The second issue has to do with health. And I'm not talking about, you know, what I've got the diagnosis for, specifically health care. And you, of course, can understand that in different parts of the world. For most of us, health care is probably a given. We have it through our retirement. We have it through our jobs. We have it from whatever source we have health care. So for most Americans, that's not an issue. But around the world, it's absolutely an issue. And it does remind us about some of those third world problems. We have so many first world problems, and our worries are on those things. But in the first world, they are more concerned, like in Jesus's day, they were concerned about what they're going to eat, what they're going to drink, clean water, where are they going to stay, where are they going to sleep. And yes, those are concerns that people have in the third world today, but they're also concerned with those bigger issues. There's health care available, but only if you have health care. And that's only available if you have the money. So yes, it becomes a financial issue as well. But this passage, again, is part of this larger teaching. It starts in Matthew 6:22 all the way down to 34. I want to read the heart of the matter. It starts in verse 31, because he addresses those worries that they had in their time. It starts like this, Matthew 6:31-34. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Do you hear the words of Jesus? That's actually a command, isn't it? Jesus commands us, do not worry. But you know as well as I do, Jesus commands it, and it's a little bit easier said than done. Jesus to say, don't worry, Jeff, about those things you're worried about. It's easier for me to say, okay, I'll just believe what Jesus says and I'll do that. But then those worries start creeping in. I want to give you what I would consider the biblical cure for worry. And yes, I'm going to use that word, a cure for worry. If worry, if anxiety, if trouble, if stress, if those are the things that you are dealing with today, or maybe somebody you know, you remember I said it's because our priorities are out of whack, because we're not focusing on the right thing. Do you notice the way that Jesus said that? Seek first. The word that's used there is proton. Not like that little thing we learned about in science about atoms and protons. No, it literally in the Greek language means the first, in first place, like the one who won the race. And think about it that way. The worry is the thing that has first place in your mind. What is the thing that is first place in your mind? That's where the worry comes from. If I'm worried about inflation, if I'm worried about my health care, that has first place in my mind. And Jesus says, no, put first place something else. And he gives us two specific things. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's first and foremost. And you think, well, how do I do that? How do I put the kingdom of God first in my life? How do I make that the thing that I concentrate on more than the worry that I have today? Well, obviously, reading the Word of God is great because Jesus talked way more about the kingdom than any other subject. He talks more about the kingdom, yes, than money, and yes, than heaven. He talks more about the kingdom than anything. So if I were to concern myself with Jesus' teachings, but more than just his words, how do I work that out in my life? Think about all those times Jesus gave those parables. The kingdom of heaven is like whatever it might be. If I'm seeking first those things that Jesus taught, if I put that in first place in the race, then yes, the worry is going to fall by the wayside. Because when I start focusing in on the kingdom, I realize how big God is. And I recognize that he said things like, the things that I seek after, I seek them first, and I don't worry about the other things because, as it said in the end, all these things will worry about themselves in a sense. Each day has enough worries of its own. The idea that Jesus will take care of all things, not that he's just going to hand us things. Oh, we have to work and we have to do those things, but we need to seek his kingdom in our mind first, over all of the other stuff. Now, I know there's a tendency to think, well, that person is, you've probably heard this, he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good. I don't know if you've heard that or not. That's not what this says. It says be kingdom minded. Because if I'm kingdom minded, I'm concerned about the expansion of the kingdom, telling other people about him. I'm concerned about his ways. I'm concerned about the poor and the widow and the orphan. So there's definitely earthly good that goes on. The second part was, it says, seek first the kingdom. And notice this, and his righteousness, not your own personal righteousness. Now that sounds strange, but if you think about it in the first century context, people in the first century, especially Jews, were concerned about their own personal righteousness first. Have I done all the right things? Well, that's not the way Jesus says it. Don't be so concerned about the letter of the law, the little details of the law. If I'm seeking his kingdom, those things are going to fall in place. If I'm seeking his righteousness, and of course his righteousness is given to us by faith, through grace, based on the cross of Jesus Christ. It said, Jesus' own words, he said, pick up your cross daily and follow him. My worry should be his kingdom and his righteousness. And his righteousness is right there, ever displayed before me. See, that helps me put my priorities in place. If I am concerned about inflation, as much of the world seems to be, put it in the shadow of the cross. Well, inflation is not nearly as big is what Jesus did on the cross. My health care, my health worries, my relationship issues, all of the other things I may be concerned about are not nearly as big as his kingdom and his cross. And if I start putting that as first place in my mind, you watch how that worry starts to fade away. You can embrace his words. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about its own things.